What it do, y'all? It's your boy, Funny Marco, and thank y'all for tuning in to Breakbeat Media, the audio version. You can also check out the YouTube version on Breakbeat Media. We got everybody on this show. When I say everybody, we got everybody. I appreciate y'all for tuning in, and make sure y'all check it out. It's on Breakbeat Media.
It got crazy. You met your match, motherfucker.
Yeah, what's I thought up? Lil Duval was hard.
Why you keep bringing other niggas up? You got Don't Call Me White Girl here. Enjoy
it. I said I thought he was hard. You actually outdid him. I'm in the hot seat right now.
You know what you did with Duval?
Mm-hmm.
You succumbed to peer pressure because you soft, nigga. You smoked weed. That was PCP. Old niggas smoke wet, nigga. You smoked a dust blunt, nigga. You smoked a dust blunt, nigga. You from Florida. You don't smoke a Florida nigga blunt? Trippin'. You couldn't find your house that night. Couldn't figure out why. PCP, nigga.
Damn.
You smoke wet, nigga. God. Dust.
Well, guess what? I'm not addicted to it.
We don't know.
No, because I never went and bought a blunt.
How does it feel to get peer pressure in front of millions of people?
Break it down to me.
Millions of people saw you do something that you've never done and you stand against just because you was around a celebrity, nigga, with flip-flops on.
Mm-hmm.
And you hit a wet blunt.
Favorite
you ain't give
cream.
Me nothing to drink, nothing to eat, nothing. Damn.
No, favorite ice cream.
You know, I got watermelon.
Favorite ice cream.
My favorite ice cream right now? Snickers ice cream bar. Love them. Oh, my God. He's upset because he has to go get them all the time. I love them. I let them melt a little bit. The chocolate be a little hard. Ice cream real soft. Cause I gained a couple pounds. Just a few. Mm-hmm. Nothing crazy. 60. Nothing, really. Whatever. I went through some shit. It's cool. I'm better now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm good. You ever been a safety guard? Mm.
Oh, we tell people to go this way?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was me. I had a yellow vest. And then when they try to ask for help, I'm like, uh-uh-uh.
You graduated high school?
I did. I was late, though.
How many years did it take you?
I got help back in, first grade?
Did you go to college?
I was going to go. My boy got beat up in college. He said, don't come down here with that shit. So I stayed at home.
I always wanted to go to ICDC.
You still can?
You think?
Yeah.
I don't need school, nigga. I'm on a gram of buzzing.
Mm-hmm. But you can still be buzzing on the gram in IDC.
At this point,
and then gonna be like, oh,
fuck school kids. Get on TikTok.
Okay, kids, she didn't mean that. Kids, she didn't mean that. Look, listen to me.
Why? You get your TikTok popping. You don't need no education.
Okay, listen to me, kids. You
fuck,
do need
you
education.
Do
this is the same person that's trying to force me to do cocaine and drugs. Don't listen to her.
No, baby. You did Thank PCP you. With Duval.
Duval.
I'm here drinking water.
In your defense, you didn't have PCP. I'm going to take her for you. So Duval, she don't mean none of that shit.
I met Duval recently.
Yeah, but she still don't mean none of that shit, Duval. All right, back to you. What do you got planned for this week?
I'm working, baby. Mm-hmm. Working. I don't do a lot of partying.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wholesome.
Mm-hmm.
Cook
Y'all
for
know
my production
good.
Team. What?
Mm-hmm. No, keep going. If you may.
You want strike six. I don't even know where that...
I didn't even know I got to six.
Yeah, you on six.
Mm-hmm.
You on six. Quiet on set. I always wanted to say that.
Wait, hold on.
That's his job. He don't
That's not your job,
Action.
Sweetie.
That's not
that's
that.
That's not your
not
job.
Do that he take
we already bonded. Don't do that.
Okay, I'm my bad. Come on.
You gonna let her do your job?
Don't let him.
So she said I have pretty eyes and she's an Aquarius just like me.
No, so
what
babies,
I knew
watching
it was something.
Dave, yeah.
What I said was you're
Dave,
gorgeous.
Dave, you don't
kid.
Need you don't need him on set.
Thank you. And you are beautiful.
Dave, you don't need him on set because
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, you the same one with a wife. You don't care, do you?
Your Cash App.
Did you want it? I thought you asked me for
no,
it.
No, I don't do Cash App.
He got a wife.
No, he doesn't.
Yes, he
does. I'm divorced, thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks to
yeah,
you.
Yeah, lucky you.
Thanks to you.
Thanks to you what?
He got me divorced on the show.
He did it?
Yeah, him and Rotimi.
Yeah. Damn.
Marco and Rotimi.
Well, Timmy got abs.
I was told if a girl...
You understand nigga abs?
Nah.
Washboard. You know what I mean? I ain't saying like, but I, abs if I could, you know what I mean?
Listen, my abs.
Abs, nigga, abs.
Oh.
You got abs?
I can when I flex.
Let me see.
Save it for later in the park.
You know how we get them.
Yeah.
Piedmont.
Park.
Hand job.
Are you a freak?
Am I what?
Freak.
I can get freaky. You know what I mean? I'm gonna call myself a freak.
Mm-hmm.
I'm grown up. I'm in my 30s. You know, women, we reach our sexual peak.
You retire, and then it's already dried up even more.
Shut up, let me say what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. Women, we reach our sexual peaks the older we get. Y'all reach our sexual peaks at 13. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So us coming gets better. You know what I mean? We have better orgasms the older we get. That's like a nigga, basically your grandmama's busting crazy nuts. Meanwhile, your pop-up can't get up. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So for me, sexually, I'm more freer. If I'm gonna do it, I'm gonna do it. I'm not worried about nothing.
So you wear a mask and shit?
Huh?
You wear a mask?
In bed?
Yeah.
I ain't ugly, nigga.
No, I'm just saying if you just do like, you want to be like Spider-Man for the day.
What?
I'm saying if you just try new shit, like tonight I'm gonna be Spider-Man.
No.
Like, one time I want to do like a role where I like break in the house and then like have like a scene play. Like really break the
window. We could do that, but to make it more realistic, I break in the house and you be like, oh my God, oh my God. That's more realistic. Yeah, you know what I mean? Let's make this shit real. Like, I break in and you be like, oh my God, who that? I'm like, nigga, you know what it is. Take your fucking drawers off, nigga.
Do you actually take something?
Then for extra effect, I take your hair, bang your head on the headboard. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Tie you up, right? Take your cards and leave.
Now give it up for Don't Call Me White Girl.
That's it. Yeah. Woo! You gonna put me off like that?
Walk on stage, Matt. Walk
it's
on stage.
Over.
Walk on stage. Keep clapping, y'all. Yo, get off stage.
Yeah. Like that.
Whoa.
It ain't nothing. I got shit to
y'all
do
keep going,
anyway.
Keep going, y'all. It's good, boy. Yeah. Whoa.
We was just about to say we had to go.
Oh, my God. That shit was crazy.
We got shit to do, y'all. We got to get out of here.
All right. Y'all, the show's not over. We just had to get her out. Thank y'all for tuning in. Make sure y'all...
No, shut up.
Oh,
is it over?
She's still in here. Yeah, so make sure y'all pay attention.
Shit.
Check out both of our podcasts. I heard this... Oh, fuck, she coming back.
Look, I'm wrong. Stop playing around. Are we doing this thing?
No, we done.
It was hard me get up in this thing with this waist trainer on. I don't want my fupa showing. I'm good.
What's fupa?
If it's in there, you're going to get it out.
All right.
Wait a minute.
What you want to tell the world?
Videos killing y'all. Where's my camera?
That right
oh
there.
Oh my God, I didn't even get the look.
Look at it. Do a sexy look right now.
My Cash App is MONA0212. Daddy.
Do it slower.
MONA0212. I ain't saying I sell new videos and pics, but I do. Cash App me.
And make sure y'all subscribe to her OnlyFans. Link in her bio.
I don't have an OnlyFans. I don't have an OnlyFans.
Why not?
Phelps handles that.
No, you your OnlyFans.
You want some of this cake.
If you had OnlyFans, what would you be doing? Like, eating chips and shit?
I would probably just... It's fucked up, but it's true. I would probably just be like... I would probably be... You ain't... It is... No, now all that... Slow that... No, I don't like that.
She don't.
Give it a chuckle. All the extra laugh shit, that's gonna get... You know what I mean? Nigga active.
Yeah.
I don't, you know what I mean? Oh,
yeah.
Like, no.
Yeah,
hold
Philly.
That shit down. You with this nigga every day. He's not that funny.
I don't know him. I don't know him.
What did you ask me? What's the last question you asked me?
Like, I can see you on OnlyFans, like, in your bra and panties, eating barbecue chips, like, and just talking about your life.
That's what I would be doing. I would just be telling jokes on my penis.
Yeah. Because it's your OnlyFans.
But this cat is packed. You hear what I'm saying?
It'd be hanging out.
What? I'm going to be like, Tabitha, move. Sit back, mommy.
Kids cannot watch this episode. If y'all made it this far, please get them out the room.
I call her Fat Mom. Be like, Fat Mom, stop
yeah,
trying
right,
to
hold on, wait. Let me say, yo, this is rated R. That's what you say?
I ain't saying the coochie fat.
Yo, okay, this is definitely rated R. And,
I lost 100 pounds and she ain't lose ounces. You know what I mean?
Okay, you gotta be 21 or older.
You can see that motherfucker from the side. You know
all
what I
right,
mean?
You gotta be 21 or older to watch
like
this episode.
A boxing glove out the penis. You know what I'm saying? This coochie fat, boy.
And if you're watching this show.
Fat, you hear me, nigga? Fat cooch, what they call me.
If the kids, if the kids made it this far, please get them out of the room.
99 cents a pound, no way.
Right.
It's a lot of pounds on this thing. It's heavy. Hardy.
That's why the lace front got pulled off?
What?
That's why the lace...
Are you referring to the why you being weird to me thing?
Yeah. This is the part where you cry?
It's rough. Like, I think about him a lot.
What's his name?
Jay.
So what did he do to be weird to you?
Block me.
Jay calling, too. Put him on speakerphone. Put him on speakerphone.
Hello? I'm in front of, like... 40 people.
Jay, she said her coochie fat, and it was for you.
Shut up. Here, right, babe. You got good senses.
She don't want to.
They want me to put you on speaker. This is so scary. Please don't say nothing crazy. You on speaker?
What? Jay, go away. Leave right now as you can. Go. Hang up. Jay, block her, please.
Block her?
Yeah, block her, Jay. I got it. Block her, Jay.
He said, why would he do that? He whispered, you know why.
She gave hand parks in the job, in the, you know, hand job in the park.
This nigga's a rat. He admitted to telling on people.
Oh, I don't fuck with those.
Jay, you got to go.
All right. I'm going to call you back when I finish filming, okay?
All right, so, bro, look, that's the best way to get somebody off of you. I see if you about to get beat up or you threatened by somebody to say, oh, yo, I'm a rat, they're going to run away. So that's a good phrase to use. If you ever in danger and you can't fight, just say that.
Can you fight?
What's the difference in a fight?
You one of them niggas that wrestle. Niggas try to box you, and you keep holding the nigga, and they be like, don't hold me, stop holding me, nigga.
And then you the one that bite.
I will bite you. I don't start off biting, but if you whooping my ass, I'm going to bite you to get out, yeah. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You ever been jumped by 6 bitches mm-hmm. on a hot summer North Philly day, nigga? No.
I don't want to see what that feel like.
So don't say you won't bite a nigga mm-hmm. until you get jumped.
It depends on if he's dirty or not.
Have you ever been jumped?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Have you?
Yeah.
How was it?
It's pretty cool. I just started over.
Stop telling on niggas.
Nah, I was on Grand Theft Auto.
Have you ever been in a physical fight ever?
I'd be in the house.
Because you're one of those funny niggas, you could make a nigga laugh, they don't want to fight you no more. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
That's why I feel like I can survive in jail. Just have a stand-up comedy.
You've never
show.
Been in jail for real?
No, I haven't.
At this point, I don't trust niggas that never been in jail.
Damn.
Yeah.
So what you want me to do?
If you commit crimes and you make it to 30, you never been in jail,
I had
to tell.
I never did no crimes, though. Why are you judging me?
You used to post DM if you got Santander. Hmm? PNC? Wells? You know what I'm talking about.
I never did that.
You one of them niggas.
What, scammer?
What's your Cash App tag?
Nah, never. We was talking about that. I wouldn't mind scamming if I know I can get a quick $50,000 and get out.
$50,000?
Yeah. That'd be good.
Scammers get $873 on old lady accounts.
How would you know this?
I don't like how you toying around with this rat shit. It's not cool, Marco. How you walk the streets with your head held high?
I don't be in the streets. I be at home.
Recording shit. Mm-hmm. You're so talented. I'm proud of you.
Proud of you, too.
Are you?
No.
I came a long way, didn't I? No, all jokes aside, you were used to be on my live. I'm in the kitchen, kids crying, I'm trying to make pizza money. You were always very supportive of me. You had a huge platform. And I appreciate you, black man. I do.
I'm like karma.
No, you used to post me all that. You was around before. Why you being weird to me? You show love. You don't do nigga for that.
You actually don't fucking answer my DMs. It was about business.
Stop
too.
Lying.
You want to pull it up?
No, I'm going to tell you what happened. Yep. You hit me with a vigorous schedule that I could not keep up with.
I never fucking talked to you about a schedule.
You told me we would be filming overnight.
I never said.
You told me to get in your movie, I had to be okay with baby oil and film it at your house. That's what you said.
It's crazy. I met like a match. When I say a match, she's actually good. I didn't expect you. Right? I didn't know you was going to do this shit to me.
Let me tell you why.
Why you being weird to me? Honestly, the whole show. The whole show. It's actually good, though. You actually.
This nigga bring me. Can we just talk real quick? Mm-hmm. Just regular.
Listen. I'm going to pull up the deal.
Cut this out. Cut the cameras off.
No, we keeping this
shit
on.
So look, this nigga calls me, right? We're going to do a prank in the park, okay? Mm-hmm. So we got this elaborate prank. Oh, my God. It was so intricate, okay? Bed bugs written on the bed. We walk up to niggas and say, can you hold the bed with the bed bugs on it?
This is true so far.
Genius, right? Okay. I kid you not. I'm a little nervous. I'm like, I don't know, Marco. He's like, no, people to work with the flow.
It's going true so far.
He's a fast-talking. Fast-talking niggas. So you know fast talkers, but you know you're doing shit you ain't want to do. You know what I mean? So he, oh, come on. We got it. Everybody cool. It's Atlanta. Come on now. Nigga might even be my first time in Atlanta. I kid you not. Shit you not. First lady we walked up to, 70 years old. She said, I have a pistol. People been getting raped in this park. Get the fuck away from me. First bitch we walked up to. I said, Marco, I'm out. I'm in the video. I'm in the background like this. The whole video. And this nigga walked away from me. He ain't said another word to me. Like, I ain't got time for that. You gotta do this prank right or you not. Did the prank right, get 1 million views. And I'm in the background the whole time like this. Literally, legit, my mouth is open. Because mm-hmm. I got a sinus thing.
And then after we got through, a random car picked you up and you left.
It's an Uber. It's not random. It's an Uber, nigga.
I didn't see you call Uber.
No, he's not, because he good at what he do. So he like, bitches, we gonna keep rolling. I'm about to coach you through this. You don't know how to walk up to niggas with big bug heads. Then it's over. You lost your shot. Go back to the hood. Single mom. I think that's what you said.
I did not say that.
And now we come full circle. You got this show and I do pretty well, right?
Yeah.
Woo! Yeah. Woo, woo! Y'all could have gave me something to drink. I would appreciate it if I had like a my rider. Tony Savage said, put a Glock on my rider. Mm-hmm. I always want to do that, put a Glock. I like ginger ale, crushed ice, not big cubes, to my Chick-fil-A hospital ice, because I'm a lady, right?
Are you? Not in that way. I feel like you're a thug-ish lady.
If I told you I was trans, it wouldn't be like...
No, I said thug-ish lady. Okay, we're not going
but
that
if
far.
I told you I was born a man, would you be surprised?
I wouldn't care. What's comfortable with you is you.
Like, if I was born a man, my penis set to about here.
I don't care.
Would it be a shocker?
Did you hear what you said? You said, ma, that's your shit. Nothing to do with me. Hi, God, I love you.
You don't know if I born a man or not.
That's your business. What does it do to me? It don't affect my bank account, do it.
Oh, you got money. You get money, nigga. I heard you. I heard you.
No, I didn't say I got money. I said it don't affect it.
I heard what you said.
From $1 or $2.
You know it's them kids' birthday.
Which one?
All of them.
All right, this is where we wrap the show up, y'all. For real this time.
This was so fun.
It was.
I mean, I really enjoyed myself.
Yeah. Anything we need to clear up? Yeah, I'm not a snitch. I never told before.
Please, like, what the fuck? Have you ever been in jail?
But I would play a movie where I like being a snitch. I feel like it'll be
cool. Have you ever been in jail?
No, I haven't.
Seriously?
Yeah, I'm serious. You can look me up.
I thought you were like an old drug dealer.
Nah. If I was, why would I say it here?
Because of redemption, you inspire felons all across the world that you can change your life.
And then after the show, we get locked up, right?
You can stop being a criminal and become an Instagram celebrity like us. DM to learn how. It's a mindset.
Oh, you a scammer? Then you gonna ask for money?
I'm a mom, I'm a comedian, I got a little hood right in me. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. You got Tourette's?
I'm multifaceted, Dre. Multifaceted? Yeah. Yes. Other people like, Dre's my word guy, relax guy. Why you being weird to me is my biggest video.
Yo, you are the biggest video.
You keep calling me fat and I don't fucking
know. No, I didn't never say. I'm saying you as a person. It was you involved in that video, not your weight.
How tall are you? How tall are you?
It depends. With my shoes off or shoes on?
Your orthopedic shoes on.
Mm-hmm. About like 5'9".
Okay. I'm 5'7".
Yeah, but I was really saying like you are the biggest, like, in your video. You. Not your way. You would. You so used to people being mean.
I was skinny in that video.
I'm saying you are a star.
You know that was a 31-minute lie.
No, listen.
And so many pieces okay, went viral. Right, not just white being
can I get your flowers? What do you want,
my
roses?
Flowers.
Yes, that's what I say. Flowers.
Enunciate flowers.
No, I'm say flowers.
The kids just came about you.
Can I'm I give sure. them to you?
Please, please. All
right. Well, before we go, don't look at me. I'm looking at this camera. Before you go, I want y'all to know this is one. Great lady, and I feel like she needs to be in more movies and going to LA. And Tyler Perry, if you see this movie, please don't fucking pick her up because she's rude as hell and she's gonna tell you how the fuck it is. And if you want realness, come over here. You know, actually, if we can get in a movie together, if y'all see this, I think it'll be dope.
Yes, we have a kissing scene.
Yeah.
You know how tongue kiss?
Depends on with who. You aggressive.
I have a very small tongue. Look.
Do the eye part again.
Don't tell me what to do. I don't like that.
All right, there we go, y'all. Give her a round of applause.
Thanks
Don't call
for
me
having
white girl.
Me. Follow me on all my platforms. Wait a minute. You can follow me at Don't Call Me White Girl, two E's in the me, okay? Then it's Don't Call Me White Girl with no L's, or Don't Call Me White Girl. That's my backup page. Then it's shorthand on Twitter, Don't Call Me White Girl. Then it's a what is it, Patreon?
Fuck.
I'm in my panties telling jokes on there. And that entire Why You Being Weird to Me live is actually on that Patreon.
And shout out to Fabulous, too. That was really
it's
dope.
It's fucking hilarious. Shout I'm out on to Game's Fabulous. Album this year. Yeah. I'm on Jasmine Sullivan's Grammy Award winning album this year, nigga.
That's good.
Like, can I talk my shit?
I just
can
said
I talk my shit?
I said shout out to Fabulous. I think that was dope. That's big.
I'm motherfucking Don't Call Me White Girl. I'm not Fabulous, nigga.
No, he put you in this. Matt is musty and he keep raving his hand, so I guess that's the end of the show.
Is Matt the under light eyes?
Right there, the chubby one, BBW.
You gorgeous. There's no way you musty as pretty as you are.
I use Bath and Body Works. I don't know what's up.
That don't work for me.
Ain't nothing worse than a musty chubby nigga. You know what I mean?
Bath and Body Works every crevice.
You got on a hoodie and it's hot out this motherfucker.
Manicure, pedicure.
That's what musty people use the attire.
Right. I know that's right. Briefs or?
Briefs? Psh, boxers.
Right. Because them ethicas make your ass stink.
Come on.
I know.
I need room.
Keep it real. Ethicas make your ass stink.
You gotta
ethicas
wear
make your butt stink.
PSD.
Do I have PSD about stinky butts?
No.
All I'm saying is, if my son got doo-doo stains in his drawers, he gonna be a man one day. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Y'all niggas don't wipe well. Who's Let's wrap this up.
We've been done. You was supposed to go a long time ago.
Give me hugs. Love you.
Love you too. Give a round of applause, y'all.
Thank you, Margo.
Thank y'all for tuning in for the Breakbeat Media Audio. If you're in your car going on a trip or a road trip, we appreciate you for listening. And make sure you listen to the next episode.
Have you ever hated on somebody, like, when they come to their job?
No, I don't hate on people.
Well, it was told you was trying to get your coach fired at one point. The question is, what made them only give you 2 minutes? Where did you fuck up at?
They paid Anthony Davis all that money to play that position.
Is that why y'all got into a fight on the bench?
That is not why we got into a fight on the bench.
Was it just like a disagreement?
It was just a disagreement.
You wanted more than 2 minutes? You feel like the dread changed your life a little bit?
Yeah.
What made you get them?
Shoot, when I first got them, I was like, shoot, I had a little young girlfriend at the time.
You was focused on love.
I was in love with
her. And not the game.